Na, sind sie gut unterwegs gewesen? I'm leaving home, watch me go, singt Israel nach Israel Nash in diesem Song Willow. Er verlässt seine Ranch in Texas und seine kleine Tochter Willow schaut ihm hinterher. Das war so mein Bild. Der Song ist nämlich ihr gewidmet. Israel, welcome hier in Potsdam.
Thanks for having me, Steen. It's great to be here.
How are you?
Doing very, very well. Early morning.
Yes.
Late shows, rock and roll life, living in Europe, you know, so it's good.
That's a touching song we just heard, written for your daughter. What's the message?
It was really just a message about our home and how, you know, my ranch, like the home in Texas, has become such a home to me, you know, not just a place that I live. It's really where my life is and where that, and that's the first time that's ever happened in my life from like living in New York, living in Missouri. This is the first time that really, really felt like home. So it was really a message, to my daughter, where it's like the difficulty of leaving that place and what that's become to me. But still the necessity and the passion and desire that I have to do what I do, which requires me to leave home. So it's kind of, you know, don't watch me go, because it's tough, you know, when you when you've got a little one. I think
Is she 2, 3?
She's almost 3, so she understands that daddy's out playing guitar with, you know, all of his friends, and you know, she's come out a few times, and I think that, you know, I think she's going to be an artist. I think she's probably going to be a rock star. And
you already know
now. She's got it.
Schön festgehalten, dieser Moment. Also Israel Nash erzählt nochmal, dass er diesen Song geschrieben hat, weil er in Texas wirklich Wurzeln geschlagen hat, dort zum ersten Mal auch in seinem Leben sein eigenes Zuhause gefunden hat. Es gibt ein paar Stationen in seinem Leben. Er ist in Missouri aufgewachsen. In New York hat er lange Zeit verbracht, dort auch seine Musikkarriere begonnen, in kleinen Clubs gespielt, in der Lower East Side. Aber dann mit seiner kleinen Familie eben nach Texas gezogen, und er hält hier diesen Moment fest, wo die 2-3-jährige Tochter mittlerweile ihm hinterher schaut, weil er sagt, natürlich muss er trotzdem, auch wenn er diesen Ort so liebt, immer mal losziehen mit seiner Band. Und das ist dann schon ein Moment, wo das Herz so ein bisschen bricht, wenn man seine kleine Tochter zurücklassen muss, die allerdings, sagt er, auch bestimmt eine große Künstlerin wird. Ja, you've built your own studio is it a ranch? Yes, it is
a
ranch.
Yes, it's ranch. A lot of space.
Yeah. Also er hat eine Ranch, und auf dieser Ranch hat er sein eigenes Studio gebaut, Plum Creek Sound.
Yes.
That's the name. Are you surrounded by plum trees and a little creek?
it's funny, like we were talking about earlier, that there have been floods recently and rain recently, but a lot of times in where I'm at in Texas, there hasn't been much rain. Mm. So we have a lot of what they call wet weather creeks, which are creek beds that have nothing in them until it rains. So Plum Creek is a creek that does run through the property, but it generally doesn't have any water in it.
Also das ist ein Bach, der dort, sagen wir mal, das Bett dieses Baches, das ist dort zu sehen, aber normalerweise ist es so trocken natürlich in Texas, dass da kein Wasser drin ist, außer wenn es mal so richtig doll regnet. Und das hat es getan im letzten Jahr. Da gab es eine Jahrhundertflut am Memorial Day. Last year you had this Memorial Day flood. Yeah. And I think you were about to start recording these songs when it happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, this was the day before we were supposed to start recording the record. All the guys were at the house at the ranch, and we had this big storm that night. Electricity, like a lightning had hit the air conditioner in our house, and we have old metal pipes, so it actually broke a pipe inside the house. There was actually water. We woke up to water inside the house and then went out of the studio, which is separate from the house, and water had flooded the Plum Creek, the wet weather creek. Like I was saying, when it rains, water does hold in the creeks. So water just ripped through the studio.
Oh no.
Probably, you know, a couple of inches.
Did you save your equipment, or what?
Well, that's the thing. We were so behind, because there was so much rain earlier in the month that the building of the studio was so behind that we hadn't even moved all the stuff in yet. So the good, that was the saving grace, is that there wasn't anything in it. We were moving everything the next day to start recording. So instead of moving everything in there the next day, we'd spend the next 3 days cleaning up, because there was more rain in the forecast, so we needed to figure out a way to get water to stop coming in. So, like, we had all the guys were digging trenches. I mean, you know, I've been playing music with these guys for 6 years, and we've just had a great friendship and a musical relationship.
Hopefully it got even stronger.
Yeah, it's been a lot of teamwork, and right. It does take a team to do what we're doing.
Was here, für ein dramatischer Auftakt der Aufnahmen. Sie wollten, also am Tag, bevor sie loslegen wollten, dieses Album aufzunehmen, Silver Season, da gab es eben dieses Unwetter, muss man sagen, und überall Wasser, und zwar solche Wassermengen, dass nicht nur sein Haus geflutet wurde, sondern eben auch das Studio. Gott sei Dank hatten sie das Equipment noch nicht hineingestellt ins Studio, also das wurde schon mal gerettet, aber sie mussten regelrecht Wälle bauen, um dann in diesem Studio bauen zu können, denn der Plum Creek war über seine Ufer gegangen. Das hat aber die langjährige Zusammenarbeit, 6-7 Jahre arbeiten sie jetzt bereits zusammen, die Musiker, hat sie noch stärker gemacht, und wir hören jetzt noch ein Resultat dieser Arbeit, den Parlor-Song aus dem Album Silver Season von Israel Nash und seiner Band. Tolles analoges Rauschen hört man hier bei dieser Aufnahme aus dem Album Silver Season, der Parlor-Song von Israel Nash, der hier bei uns zu Gast ist. Bevor er heute Abend im ausverkauften Lido spielt, präsentiert von Radio 1 Israel, you wrote this song about gun violence in the States. It's not easy to write good songs about politics. But you've got a master in political science, so maybe it's easier for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I was saying, that's another life, you know. but I think that, you know, more than education, just awareness. And I think as a songwriter, I'm affected by whatever affects me emotionally becomes a song, whether it be a situation in my life, love, loss. And in this situation, it was the Sandy Hook tragedy, and just growing reports of just gun violence in the States. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only around the world, but just especially in the States. And it's just something that bothered me, you know. And I think that's how, for me as an artist, that's how my emotions are manifested through song.
Do you have a solution? I mean, it's a big problem, but
yeah. I mean, honestly, I also feel that I'm a songwriter. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to come up with solutions and try to be overly political or make some huge political statement, as much as I'm saying that that's a problem and I'm not afraid to say that it is and that it affects me. And if that can charge others around that in any way, or give awareness and give feeling, then, I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping to do through the vehicle of song.
Mm-hmm. Gut, also dieser Song wurde geschrieben nach dem Amoklauf an der Sandy Hook Elementary School. I think it was that school. Ereignete sich, ich glaube, es war Ende 2012, und es kamen jede Menge Menschen ums Leben bei diesem Amoklauf. Und Israel sagt, er ist jetzt kein Politiker, obwohl, wie ich eben gerade gesagt habe, er Politikwissenschaft studiert hat. Er ist eben Singer-Songwriter, und er schreibt über die Dinge, die ihn berühren, die ihn bewegen. Das ist die Liebe natürlich, manchmal Verluste und aber eben auch so ein Ereignis, das was bei ihm in Bewegung setzt. Natürlich kann er in so einem Song nicht eine Lösung präsentieren, aber wenn er ein bisschen Aufmerksamkeit schafft für das Thema, dafür Leute sensibilisieren kann für dieses Problem der Gewalt in den USA, dann hat er schon was erreicht. Israel, I'd like to play a few lines of this Tom Petty song for you.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play. Tom Petty has been singing about this a while ago. I guess you would say he's wrong, right? Because you had a DJ playing you in the States, and that was pretty important.
No, yeah, I think that DJs are important, right? We need them, right?
Ja, von wegen, There Goes the Last DJ, den Song hat Tom Petty ja so ein bisschen aus kulturpessimistischer Sicht geschrieben. Aber Israel Nash hat richtig davon profitiert, dass ihn ein Radio-DJ in den USA gespielt hat. Otherwise, maybe you wouldn't have had any airplay in the US, right? Your career started in Europe.
Yes, it very much did. My first album, New York Town, was released by a small label in Holland, and that brought me over for the first time. And then my first two albums were just very, very independent released in the States, but Europe was giving me a reason to continue. And I think for many reasons, it's really about, I mean, writing songs is something that I would forever do, but doing it and performing live, you wouldn't be able to to do that unless people are coming to shows, you know? So I didn't have that in the States, but I had that in Europe, and that was the reason that I continue to be able to, you know, spend money on making albums and commit my life to this, is because there were people. So, I mean, the States have caught up a little bit more in the last couple of years, which has been great, you know? But yeah, I mean, Europe holds a special place for me, you know.
Also schon erstaunlich, dass er mit diesem Sound eigentlich in Europa erstmal besser angekommen ist als in den USA. Sein erstes Album wurde von einem holländischen Label herausgebracht und dann erst nach und nach hat sich die Musik auch in den USA durchgesetzt, will ich mal sagen. Und es ist auch passiert dank eines Radio-DJs in Seattle. So, this is a sound that reminds us, of course, also about music that was big when you weren't born, when you when you didn't exist yet. Yeah. So how are you going to take this to stage? Will it be with liquid light shows from the 60s?
You know, the band is such a big part of this, you know. I mean, I met these guys and I knew that I wanted these guys to be in a band with me and play these songs with me. And they, one of the magical things outside of the studio is really is the presentation live. And that's something that's big, has always been important to me, is that so many things, you can hear an album, a lot of people can make good albums, but you know, you want to be able to hear that album back and hopefully maybe hear it bigger and better and stronger. And maybe it means something completely different. And making a record is completely different than performing on live. Recording a record in the studio is not the same kind of microphone. It's not the same kind of isolation or techniques. It's a completely different experience. So I think live, what we do is something it's pretty big and monumental, and it has these big places and these just tiny, tiny places that is just, you know, to see a room of 600 people, just everyone's quiet in the middle of a song that we just went so high up there and gone down. I mean, it's really about moving and bringing people along with you and dancing in this music and losing yourself from the outside world, I think, you know. And
getting into another space.
Exactly.
Wunderschön. Also, ich habe ihm so ein bisschen ironisch gefragt, ob sie auch so ein bisschen mit einer 60s-Lichtshow auftreten. Denn natürlich erinnert die Musik von Israel Nash an vergangene Zeiten. Aber da ist er nicht so drauf eingegangen. Aber was ihm wesentlich ist, er spielt schon lange mit dieser Band zusammen und das macht ihn, das ist ihm auch sehr wichtig. Dieser Live-Moment ist ihm sehr wichtig, wenn das umgesetzt wird und es eine sehr dynamische Show wird und vor allem die Leute hineingezogen werden in einen ganz anderen Raum. Und das können sie heute Abend, wenn Israel Nash und seine Band im Lido sich entfalten. Das Konzert ist zwar ausverkauft, aber wir haben jetzt noch 3x2 Tickets zu vergeben. Ganz toll, anrufen unter 0331 70 99 111. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stina,
for spending some time with us. The best for you, for your band and for your family.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show tonight.
We'll do.